Good evening, everyone. John Curdy here, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, and this news update is brought to you by Sanilac County Medical Care Facility, and by Ozentoski Farm Equipment of Bad Axe and Pigeon, and by Marianne Dexter, LMSWC. Take the first step by calling Marianne Dexter at 989-341-3114 today. Michigan State Police have taken a barricaded suspect into custody following a lengthy standoff in Tuscola County. Troopers from the Carroll Post were called to a home on Cass City Road in Cass City Saturday afternoon after a reported domestic assault involving a felony offense. Investigators say the suspect was armed with a shotgun and remained inside the residence after officers arrived. The Michigan State Police Emergency Support Team responded and spent several hours working to resolve the situation. Authorities reported the suspect was taken into custody without incident shortly before 11 p.m. Police say the incident remained confined to the home and there was no ongoing threat to the public. Troopers continued processing the scene late Saturday night as the investigation remained active. The suspect's identity and additional details surrounding the reported assault had not been released as of late Saturday evening. And a Friday night fire near Neeb Road, east of Carpenter Road, destroyed a small barn after flames spread from a trash burn conducted several days earlier. According to responding firefighters, lingering heat from the burn area ignited nearby gas, allowing the fire to spread to the structure. The barn sustained extensive damage and was considered a total loss. Crews from the Bad Axe Fire Department and Siegel Township Fire Department responded to the scene and brought the fire under control. No injuries were reported. Thumb Broadcasting would like to thank the Bad Axe and Siegel Township Fire Departments for the time they took to provide information and answer our questions in regard to the fire. And a recall effort is underway in Huron County, targeting Commissioner Steve Vaughn again. The second round of petition of language failed to pass the election board's standard for clarity and factuality, so it was back to the drawing boards again. Petition organizers are seeking a special election to remove Vaughn from his District 4 seat on the Huron County Board of Commissioners. The petition cites Vaughn's vote in favor of Resolution 25-85 on July 8, 2025, a measure that cleared the way for up to 15,000 acres of solar energy development in county-designated zone townships. Supporters of the recall argued that vote carries long-term implications for land use and local development. The petition language identifies Vaughn's support of the resolution as the basis for the recall request. Under Michigan election law, recall petitions must either gather enough valid signatures from the registered voters within the elected official's district before the measure can advance to the ballot. If certified, voters in District 4 would decide whether Vaughn remains in office. No election date has been announced, and petition circulation is still ongoing. When we come back from this Marianne Dexter sponsor message, we'll continue with our national news.
Are you feeling overwhelmed, stuck, or just not like yourself lately? You're not alone, and you don't have to figure it out on your own. Marianne Dexter, licensed clinical social worker, offers compassionate, personalized therapy designed around you. Using a person-centered approach, she works alongside you to better understand your thoughts, emotions, and patterns, so you can create meaningful, lasting change. Serving clients across Michigan, sessions are available online and in person in Bad Axe, making it easier than ever to get the support you need. Whether you're facing anxiety, depression, trauma, life transitions, or everyday stress, therapy can help you move forward with clarity and confidence. And don't forget to check with your employer. You may have EAP benefits available through Spring Health that can help cover the cost of therapy.
Hi, this is Marianne Dexter. Take the first step today. Call me at 989-341-3114 or visit therapywithmariannelmsw.com to learn more and schedule your first consultation.
And we're back in a Thumb Broadcasting newsroom. Again, my name is John Curdy. Continuing with our national news, FAA grounds regional commuter fleet over engine fatigue. The Federal Aviation Administration has ordered a temporary grounding of a widely used regional commuter aircraft fleet following the discovery of microfractures in several engine turbine blades. The defect was uncovered during a routine maintenance inspection by a major domestic carrier, prompting an immediate nationwide safety directive. The grounding is expected to trigger widespread flight cancellations and delays on short-haul regional routes across the country over the next 48 hours. Engineering teams from the manufacturer are working alongside federal inspectors to deploy a rapid testing and replacement protocol. In other national news, Great Lakes commercial fishing faces unprecedented ecological collapse. Biologists monitoring the Great Lakes ecosystem have reported a devastating drop in native whitefish and trout populations, blaming the rapid proliferation of invasive species and rising water temperatures. Commercial fishing fleets operating out of Michigan and Wisconsin are reporting their lowest catches in over five decades. Local maritime communities are appealing to the federal government for emergency economic disaster declarations to survive the season. Environmental agencies are pushing for immediate funding to construct advanced acoustic and electrical barriers to stop the spread of invasive carps. When we come back from this Ossentoski Farm Equipment sponsor message, we'll continue with our international news.
Tim Ossentoski from Ossentoski Farm Equipment, your Case IH dealer in Bad Axe, has been practicing his karaoke.
On my international harvester.
Tim might not make it in country music, but you can make your farm operation much more successful with new Case IH equipment from Ossentoski Farm Equipment in Bad Axe.
The Case IH Magnum Series has models from 180 to 400 horsepower, and the Case IH Stagger Series with horsepower ranges from 425 to 785 horsepower models.
Big performance, supreme comfort, and intuitive operation puts you in control. Case IH offers the ultimate mix of industry-leading horsepower and fuel efficiency available in both wheel and track configurations. Plus, enjoy an industry-leading 3-year, 2,000-hour factory warranty on Magnum and Steiger models. And don't forget the Case IH Farmall series of compact and utility tractors. So stop into your local Case IH dealer, Ossentoski Farm Equipment in Bad Axe, for your next Case IH tractor. Tim will even give you a free autograph.
On my international harvester.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting newsroom. Once again, my name is John Curdy. And looking at our international news, Singapore unveils proactive AI program to protect displaced workers. The government of Singapore has launched a first-of-its-kind economic strategy program specifically designed to identify and retrain workers at risk of losing jobs to artificial intelligence. The proactive system uses predictive data models to connect vulnerable employees with new corporate roles before an actual layoff occurs. The initiative represents a shift away from traditional reactive employment benefits towards preemptive career restructuring. Regional economists are closely watching the city-state's model as a potential blueprint for managing global labor disruptions driven by rapid technological advances. In other international news, cartel violence erupts in key Ecuadorian port city. A brutal turf war between rival transnational drug cartels has triggered a complete security lockdown in Ecuador's primary port city of Guayaquil. The government has deployed military forces to the streets and declared a state of emergency following a series of coordinated car bombings targeting judicial buildings. The escalating violence has crippled regional maritime trade, with major shipping lines temporarily bypassing the port due to safety concerns. International security analysts warn that the cartels are fighting for control of lucrative maritime smuggling routes bound for North America and Europe. When we come back from the Sanilac Medical Care Facility sponsor message, we'll continue with our obituaries.
Are you searching for the perfect place where your loved ones can receive not only care, but genuine attention? The Sanilac Medical Care Facility is more than just a place. It's a welcoming home for your loved ones to receive the highest quality of care and the best quality of life with both short-term and long-term care available. This is Nicole from the Sanilac Medical Care Facility in Sandusky. At Sanilac Medical Care Facility, we go beyond standard care. We have on-site speech therapy, physical therapy, and occupational therapy. The Sanilac Medical Care Facility is a welcoming home that offers comprehensive care, all under one roof. Visit sanilacmedicalcare.com or give us a call at 810-648-3017 to learn more about how the Sanilac Medical Care Facility can serve the needs of your loved ones. Your loved ones deserve the best.
We have no obituaries to report at this time. For the complete news stories, weather obituaries, and more, visit thumbnet.net. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm John Curdy, and that news update was brought to you by Sanilac County Medical Care Facility, and by Ozentoski Farm Equipment of Bad Axe and Pigeon, and by Marianne Dexter, LMSWC. Take the first step by calling Marianne Dexter at 989-341-3114 today.